Welcome to BBS Radio. Hey, I always wonder if anyone's really listening to us. Why don't you call the station? Dad, are you listening? What's the phone number? What's the number for the station? Oh, you probably don't even know.
Yeah, okay, let me find out here. Just give me a second. It's 888.
Okay.
429.
Okay.
5471.
You know, we never do this. We never let people out there listen. And I always wonder if anyone's really listening. So call up and say hello. Only if you want to.
Hi, sorry, Amanda.
Hi, Darmananda.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome, Darmananda. Hi.
Well, you're certainly keeping us informed, right?
Yeah.
And we have a storage unit in Cottonwood, and I called them up today. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting, because the woman, there's a bad.
Hold on. If we had somebody else join in, welcome to the call. Please say name and location. If you want to, we welcome you.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
It's Sedona, Terry.
What about the storage unit?
Oh, she was just, the woman who was the manager just had been studying all this alternative stuff. She was starting to talk to me about it. And she was surprised someone else knew about it. Now, the interesting thing, David Icke, I saw a video of David Icke. And that's what I mean. He's saying that, he was saying it's past the point of no return. That there's enough people that are talking about it, and since it is true, it'll keep expanding, and it's too late to take it back. Okay?
That's good, yeah.
That's what he said. Now, that doesn't mean it's true, but, you know, it's one of the reasons it's good to keep talking about this stuff.
Yeah, like the 100th monkey theory.
Right, because, you know, like the 100th monkey theory. Because, I mean, more and more people are saying, what the hell's going on in our planet now? Right?
Yeah.
It's obvious that something's going on, right? And even Bob Dylan says he sold his soul to the devil. Did you hear that?
No.
Look it up on YouTube, okay?
He sold his soul to the devil.
He said, I mean, not in a song, he's in an interview. And he's saying, like, well, the reason he got to where he's at is because he sold his soul to the devil. Seems like. You know? Huh.
Well, he was singing songs about God. Stuff. I wonder why we do that.
Well, you know, I'll tell you. You know, it's a struggle. You know, you gotta hear someone. Yeah. Like you say your name in your city. And you.
Hi, Wynn. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
Hi, Jeannie. Would you like to say your name in your city?
Hi, it's Cherry from Dallas.
Hey,
in Dallas.
Prudence.
In Asheville.
Hey, Prudence. Hey.
Hello,
CJ. CJ? So I hear CJ's
No, CJ. I'm sorry. Whoever said hi to me, thank you.
That is Terry. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
I was just talking about Bob Dylan being on YouTube. And selling your souls to the devil.
Really?
Huh.
Like, is there a contract or something? Hello?
This is David from Livermore. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is David from Livermore, California.
Hey, David. Good evening. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Wynn, can you expand on that?
Are you there?
I can't hear you, Wynn.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
I'll be Bride in California.
Oh, Bride girl, welcome.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, that was a year ago, huh? Well, I didn't know that.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
It's Valerie from Livermore.
Hi, Valerie. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Is one on the call, Hi?
Yeah, he's calling the devil right now, I guess.
Okay.
Where are you located, Hi?
In Paradise, California.
Where in California?
Paradise.
I'm in Livermore, like 15 miles east of San Francisco.
Is somebody else joined in to the call? Welcome. Please say your name and location.
It's Roger in Austin.
Welcome to the call, Roger.
Thank you, nice.
Thank you for being here.
What's up, Roger?
Hi.
That was 8 years ago when he said he sold his soul to the devil.
Well, I'm not.
Also, Katy Perry, Kanye West, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, and...
I'm just curious, who asked me where Valerie was from? I didn't catch your name.
Oh, me? I asked where Heist was from. Abby. And he said Paradise, and I said, where is that? And then the phone rang, and I didn't quite get that where it is in California.
Paradise is close to heaven.
Close to Sacramento.
Yeah. Okay. I guess.
Okay.
It's next to Chico.
Do they have a doorknob or a bell? Which one?
It's next to Chico. It's a little north of Sacramento.
Okay.
I think it's the actual Strawberry Field that John Lennon named after that. After that area, which was Ohio.
Sarmananda, who are you talking to?
Huh? Oh, I was talking to Wynn about
it. Sounds good.
Bob Dylan.
Oh,
it
we couldn't
sold, hear
you.
Come to the call, please. Stay in the location.
8 years ago.
How did the devil get in this paradise business?
We were saying that Bob Dylan sold his soul to the devil, and that was 8 years ago.
When you say Bob, I didn't understand that.
Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan, oh yes, I met Bob Dylan long ago before he became famous.
Yeah, he sold his soul to the devil 8 years ago or something like that.
Oh, he sold his soul?
That on YouTube?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Katy Perry, Kanye West, Eminem, and Snoop Dogg.
Oh, wow.
Could somebody else join in? Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Welcome to the call, Debbie.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie.
Got it.
When you're in your tin can.
Hello, Don. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
And of course, I want to welcome everyone that is listening in online through BBS. Thank you for being here. All right. Another Monday episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown and all of us here listening in. Every day we do also our 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time Whole Planet Healing Call.
You can find the information that's only per phone, conference call. You can find the phone number and access code at alicehealing.com. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Catherine from California.
Is it Catherine from California?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Catherine. Welcome.
This is Abby again. If there's a pause in all this, would it be possible if Lynn is around, if I'm putting on an expo and I want to tell people about it sometime, I'm putting on a big event.
Send them an email.
I know I can't, but my computer's all screwed up right now.
Abby? Very good. Ever.
Abby?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell everybody sometime about your hobby?
What was that? Which one?
I know your secret now.
Oh, yay, he's near. What are you talking about?
I'm saying that you're in good hands when you're with Abby.
When you're with Abby?
Yeah, you're in good hands.
This is a double entendre? I don't get it.
Like urine. You're in good hands.
Oh, no, not this time. No, I am putting on an event on January 5th, 6th, and 7th of this coming year here, Morongo Valley, 20 minutes north of Palm Springs, 20 miles west of Joshua Tree. And it's a big event. People are coming from Colorado, Las Vegas, Tijuana, presenters and Florida and L.A., and it's going to be listed in the Whole Life Line for the December, January. I'm writing an article, and I'm inviting you to come and see.
Well, maybe I will. You never know.
We need to talk about it, but I can't get a hold of you. My computers are going, it's a mess right now.
But are you still doing You're in Good Hands?
Yeah, I do. But not I talk about it.
Well, sometime I'll have you talk about it and we'll shock everybody, okay?
Okay, that's a good idea. All right.
Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
it's called in Hindu or India, from Indian. India, Shivambukelpa, which means the water of life. And in the Bible, they talk about drink of thine own cistern. That's in the Bible.
Well, Abby is an expert, I think, on pee drinking for better health. Okay.
Autoimmune therapy.
Right. And I'm going to do a replay today. Hang on a second. Let me start this here. All right?
This conference is being recorded.
And I am going to do a replay from February 2nd, 2015.
45 minutes.
Huh?
We have 45 minutes left.
Oh, we can stretch it a little bit. This is 49 minutes, so we got to start, okay? I'm afraid if I screw around, it won't start. It may not start anyway, you know. George, actually, we love you. You really help lift the vibration, okay? Everybody here know who Carla Ruckert is?
Yeah, I've heard of her name.
Who said?
Oh, yeah.
They heard her name.
I did, David Will.
And Valerie. Yep.
Okay, I'll just very quickly tell you. Between 1980 and 1983, there was an epic series of channelings that turned into what's called the raw material or the law of one. And a group soul called Ra started talking through this lady, Carla Ruckert. And there were 5 books that came out, and if you go look at it on Amazon, I mean, this is not like any other channeling that's ever been. And the raw material, the raw group is a group of You know, in Hindu or Buddhism, they talk about getting off the wheel of reincarnation, right? Anyone ever hear that term?
Yeah.
And when you get off the wheel of reincarnation, nobody ever tells you where you go, right? What happens next? Well, we learned that there's this huge group soul of millions of souls that got off the wheel of reincarnation that team together and help planetary populations who are still stuck in reincarnation graduate. And that is the Ra group. And for the first time ever, they were very transparent, and they spoke, and her partner was Don Elkins, and her scribe was Jim McCarty, who comes on our calls on Monday and Thursday. Not tonight, though. He's traveling somewhere. But it's the most... The Ra group tells about all the ways, many of the ways, they've intervened in the development of our planet. But they missed the most important thing. And you know what that is? And this is one I figured out. This is, of course you don't know what it is. This is, you know, when Jesus said, Father, it was the Ra group who answered. Okay?
Wow.
Okay? But they didn't tell that to Carla Ruckert, because she went to church every Sunday. But after she stopped channeling the Ra group, she started channeling the Holy Spirit. Okay? And she was my co-host for 5 years before she died. And she and I got along really well. And she really respected our work. And she was a lot more famous, and still is more famous than I am. But, Carla Ruckert's website is llresearch.org. You can download for free the raw material, the 5 books, or you can buy them on Amazon. Go to Amazon, just look up the raw material, and look at the reviews of the people who have made of it. And it's not like any other channeling. And that, you know, what happened with us... Oh, Abby, be quiet. Jesus.
Pardon me. I'm not talking.
Oh.
I'm not saying anything.
Well, it sounds like a yenta, so I thought it must be you.
No, a baker's rim, for God's sake.
All right. So, you know, in our channelings, for most of the time, we brought through the Elohim. And there was one time in 2003, and I can talk about it some other day, where suddenly the Ra group came in, and then sometime around 2008, maybe 2008, the Elohim told Terry they had a special announcement for her, but they weren't going to tell her until she was on the call. And when she was on the call, they announced that part of the Ra group had merged with the Elohim, especially for our group, so they could bring in, you know, a more expanded view. That's why our source calls himself Ra-on, okay?
Oh.
Right?
So, wow. Here we go. Here's Carla Ruckert.
9 minutes.
Okay. Here we go. See if I can move it forward.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
From birth, they came from bodies that were constructed of light. And in one incidence of this, there was a pathway of Edgar Casey's, where Edgar Casey was Ra-Ta, 10,000 BC, an Egyptian high priest. And the Ra group says that they were there and they were working with Ra-Ta. Although they didn't say Ra-Ta. Actually, I put together 2 separate sessions, one from Carla and one from Edgar Casey, and putting them together it was pretty clear to me that they were talking about the same incident. And Carla was a voice for these, the social memory complex. And never in the history of humankind has they given such a detailed, comprehensive explanation of who they are, how they work, and what they've done. And when Carla was bringing this through, she had a lot of physical problems going on with her. And it was seemingly the physical problems were connected with bringing through such a high source. And Carla, do you want to say anything about what I said so far? I seem to have it right.
You have it right. The confederation of planets in the service of the one infinite creator is what they call themselves. And they are those of the brothers and sisters of sorrow who have heard of the sorrow of planet Earth and all of our woes and troubles and want to help us. So, using channels such as Terry, they share with us their thoughts. And the sources are very helpful, I think. I've done a lot of channeling in the past. I haven't done any in the last couple of years because I've been involved in getting one operation after the other on my back. And then my back didn't heal and blah, blah, blah. So I've been involved in that drama and not channeling because it's just with pain pills and I don't feel that I'm solid enough as far as having good energy to do that work. Just too much involved in this difficulty that I'm having right now. And it's continuing. But Tara Graham is able to bring through the sources very well. And she's been doing that for the show. How's that, Wynn?
That's pretty good. Carly, you have to stop looking for approval.
Oh, sure.
Now, you know, I usually call them the Ra Group, and you call them the Confederation of Planets. Now, it seems to me, I didn't think of them as the same. I thought the Confederation of Planets were populations on planets that were more physicalized in some way, and the Ra Group was not physicalized. The Ra Group was energy bodies. Do I have it wrong?
Well, it's not that you have it wrong, it's just that there are various types of energy that are part of this situation. Some of them are physical and some of them are in spirit. It doesn't really matter. They're able to speak.
I mean, I could be the Ra Group in third density, I'm sure. I have a connection with the Ra Group, and other people on the line could be that. But if that's true for you, you probably have to figure it out because you can't, you know, it's not obvious when you're in third density that that's true. And I could have gone through this entire life and never put that together. You know, when you were talking and communicating to the Ra group, they identified that they were a social memory complex, correct?
Yeah.
How did you feel, like if you were visual, like, you didn't actually, you weren't even talking through, right? You were always in a trance.
No, I wasn't always in a trance. I was in a trance when I was doing the work with the Ra group. When I was doing...
That's what I mean.
I was there. I was more focused.
More present. But more present, right. Now, I meant you were always in a trance when you were doing the Ra sessions. That's what I meant.
Correct.
Yeah. So, you didn't get a feeling of who it was that was talking through you, because you weren't there, essentially, right?
Well, no, I mean, it would be presumptuous of me to try to guess. You may disagree with that, but I would not presume to guess.
Or to guess? You mean to guess the feeling?
Take them as a word.
Okay. I'm just meaning like intuitive feelings about who you're talking to. I don't...
I can't say that because that I might be incorrect. I mean, I just don't know.
Yeah. Okay. You know, in my mind, I try to reverse engineer. It's kind of like, the way it looks to me is that these intelligence in other realms cast a shadow into this realm, so to speak. And if you keep looking at their shadow, which could be their words, the feelings when they're talking, you can look through the shadow and kind of feel a little bit. You certainly can't get it in fullness because they're multidimensional. And in this realm, we have an aspect that pushes into multidimensional, but they live in that aspect, okay? Well, I thought I would, take some things out of book 5. And, you know, there's 5 books of the Ra material. And the first 4, book 1, 2, 3, 4, really, they talk about everything from how they moved souls from a planet to Earth, that they were actually, it was a planet that exploded, Maldek. And the Ra group moved the population of the planet, of that entire planet, to Earth to continue their evolution. They say that. And that goes from, you can go from there to their intervention in Egypt, where they built the pyramids by levitation and did lots of healings, with a former lifetime of Edgar Casey, although they never said Edgar Casey, so just to be clear, that's my putting things together that did not come through the Ra material. And then they went to South America and I think they manifested bodies in South America, and they built some of the pyramids in South America, I would assume. And the purpose of those pyramids was to help, as I understand it, we all know, if you listen to these calls, we always talk about, in our invocation, we have an invocation to the light where the energy flows through from the center of the universe to our planet. And I believe the pyramids were receivers of that energy that would ground it into the earth. In other words, they have a small pointed top, huge base at the bottom, and the energy is coming in the point and going through the base and into the earth. So the pyramids were structures that would help energy flows from the high realms into the earth and through the grids that are the in-between geometries between the high realms and the earth. And the Ra group seems to have been responsible for the pyramids and for that plan of bringing energy in that way. I don't know if they're responsible for every pyramid, but they were responsible for the Egyptian pyramid and the South American pyramids. And is there anything you want to add to that, Carla?
No.
Am I correct?
Pretty
close? Am I adding my own spin to it?
It's possible. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are the things that was going on when you were bringing through the raw material was a lot of physical issues? And were those things not happening at all before the raw sessions?
Well, they weren't happening in such a an intense way.
And everyone was kind of worried about you, right?
Yes, everybody was. I wasn't particularly. Everybody else was. I thought
everybody else knew me.
They were worried about me because I lost a lot of weight. But I felt
yeah.
And I was able to exercise and do all the stuff that I normally do, dance and walk, you know, very briskly and so forth. So I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I did lose a lot of weight at that time, and I weighed between 80 and 85 for 3 or 4 years there.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be up to 100 after that. I'm a small person anyway. I'm normally about 110.
Were you going to a doctor during this period?
Well, yeah, for rheumatoid arthritis.
Uh-huh. So that was one of the issues, the rheumatoid arthritis.
That was almost a big issue for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quite painful.
And then another thing that a lot of book five relates to is these negative greetings. Carla, did you come up with the word negative greeting?
Yeah.
That was your word. Yeah.
Yes, I do not like a negative attack or anything like that. I thought it was it was definitely negative, but it was a greeting. And
mm-hmm.
more of a spin on it than there needed to be.
Mm-hmm. So there were many, many questions that were asked about this. And was there a connection between the negative greeting and the rheumatoid arthritis?
I don't think so.
That was made? No. What, how does a negative, if you don't mind talking about it,
No, I just assume not.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. We'll have to go through something else in book five, okay?
Okay.
All right. What are all those dings coming in there?
I don't hear them.
You don't hear them. I'm hearing them.
It's distracting, isn't it? I've heard those before.
Yeah.
The negative greeting.
Negative greetings. Well, one of the things Don Atkins was, you know what? Let me ask you a general question. You know, there were numbers of things which gave these Ra sessions a lot of credibility, like the consistency of everything they said for like 3 years. And there were other things. Do you recall any of the things they did that they talked about? They talked about things that were still yet to be discovered in science. Isn't that right? Certain times?
Golly, is that right?
I think so.
Wait a minute, let me ask Jim, because he's right here. Jim, when we were talking with the Confederation, were they saying things that hadn't been discovered in science yet? Jim doesn't remember that.
He doesn't. Okay. Other people have said this, okay? Over and over again, okay? So, but I don't know what they are offhand, except perhaps the unity field. You know, people talk about the field that pervades the universe, the one energy. And I don't think people were talking about it. And Ra was very specific about it, okay? And then, Don Atkins was talking about, their idea of publishing the first book of the raw material. And he said, is Ra familiar with the results of our efforts today to publish the first book that we did? Ra, this is correct. Question. I don't know if you can comment on the difficulty that we will have in making the Law of One available to those who would require and want it. It is not something that is easy to disseminate to those who would want it at this time. I am sure that there are many, especially the wanderers, who want this information. But we will have to do something else in order to get it into their hands in the way of added material. Is it possible for you to comment on this? And Ra says it is.
That was what Don thought. No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, you're reading it. Is it possible for the Confederation to comment?
That's his question, okay? I'm gonna read the answer. I am Ra. It is possible. Question, will you comment on this? We shall. Firstly, the choosing of this group to do some work to serve others was of an intensive nature. Each present sacrificed much for no tangible results. Each may search its heart for the type of sacrifice, knowing that the material sacrifices are the least, the intensive commitment to blending into a harmonious group at the apex sacrifice. Under these conditions, we found your vibration. We observed your vibration. it will not be seen often. We do not wish to puff up the pride, but we shall not chaffer with the circumstances necessary for our particular contact. Thus you have received, and we willingly undertake the honor duty of continuing to offer transmissions of concepts which are, to the best of our abilities, precise in nature and grounded in the attempt to unify many of those things that concern you. Secondly, the use you make of these transmissions is completely at your discretion. We suggest the flowing of the natural intuitive senses and a minimum of the distortion towards concern. We are content, as we have said, to be able to aid in the evolution of one of your peoples. Whatever effort you make cannot disappoint us, for that number already exceeds one. Well, that's pretty interesting. We have this whole social memory complex that is saying they can help the evolution of our peoples, and that from their point of view, that number exceeded one at the time this was going on, and they were content with that. So they weren't thinking of lifting the whole planet or anything like that. They were just thinking that a few people might discover this work and it could change their paths. And, do you have any comment on that, Carla? Anything you want to say?
That's right.
That's right? Okay. Question. I have been very hesitant to ask certain questions for fear they would not be regarded, as I regard them as questions of unimportance or of too great a specificity, and thereby reduce our contact with you. In other words, Don Elkins was quite concerned about the questions he was asking, and not wanting to, when he said reduce our contact with you, and it had been previously brought up that if you ask questions of a transitory nature, then that could bring in a negative source, potentially, or it could bring in a less positive source, because the Ra group was in the domain of truths that would be true 10,000 years from now, as they were now. And questions like, is the stock market going up, or are we having an earthquake next week? They would probably consider that transitory. And so Don Elkins is very obviously thinking on how to maintain the high contact and stay above those kinds of questions. And he's also thinking, this is important, and how does he get it out? He already probably knows at this point there's a huge amount of Ra wanderers on this planet. I think it was something like, at the time of this book, the time of the question at that time, it was like 60 million people, but none of them knew they were Ra wanderers, but they were still probably acting as if they were wanderers. And so Don is going on, in order to disseminate some of the information that I consider to be of great importance, that is, the non-transient type of information information having to do with the evolution of mind, body, and spirit, it seems almost necessary in our society to include information that is of little value simply because that is how our society works, how the system of distribution appraises that which is offered for distribution. Will you comment on this problem that I have? So, in other words, Donna's saying, how do you put this out and get people, how do you put it out and get people's attention? It's like it's so far out that, what's the entree that people are going to turn around and look? I am Ra. We comment as follows. It is quite precisely correct that the level and purity of this contact is dependent upon the level and purity of information sought. Thusly, the continued request for specific information from this particular source is deleterious to the substance of your purpose. Moreover, as we scanned your mind to grasp your situation as regards the typescript of some of our words, we found that you had been criticized for the type of language construction used to convey data. Due to our orientation with regard to data, even the most specifically answered question would be worded by our group in such a way as to maximize the accuracy of the nuances of the answer. This, however, mitigates against what your critic desires in the way of simple, lucid prose. Okay, the people that are reading the material are complaining about the form of the language, and they're making Don think maybe there's a better form, and he's asking them about this. More than this, we cannot say. These are our observations of your situation. What you wish to do is is completely your decision. And we remain at your service in whatever way we may be without breaking the way of confusion. I think that's fairly understandable, except the way of confusion, I'm sure there's people said, what is the way of confusion? Do you know what the way of confusion is, Carla?
Well, sure. There is a confusion that is on purpose, so that we are not aware of everything that's going on the other side of things. We are aware of what's happening in space-time. We're not so much aware of what's happening in time-space, in the inner plane. And if you don't know what inner planes are, you might do some reading in theosophical materials, because they give a very good explanation of some of the inner planes.
Well, just we could say other dimensions. We could say, yeah. Do you think there's a difference between other dimensions and inner planes?
Sure. Other dimensions might be anything, but inner planes would be those that are in time-space rather than space-time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So other dimensions exist in space-time?
Well, we are in space-time.
Yeah.
I saw one big thing. That's mm-hmm. all here now. The human race.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
okay, Don's.
I'm really uncomfortable. And, I'm gonna ask my husband to get me a little bit more comfortable. She'll just pause.
Okay. Is anyone still on?
I am.
Hello, hello.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, good. You know what?
Maybe we can hang up and do this another time. Because it's gonna take a while for me to get more comfortable.
Okay.
So I'll talk to you later. I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Back to Lynn. And it sounds like Carla wasn't feeling well tonight. It probably was not the best night to do this session with her.
We love you, Carla.
Yeah, I think she's off. For you guys, I don't know it. You know, Carla's with us every Sunday, almost every Sunday. Let me.
Ask your doctor now if new Julia is right for you.
I just got everyone muted. And she's really in bed. She kind of lives in her bed. And she gets her spirits up to be with us. And, so tonight, it was not a good night for her. So, thank you all for holding for that. And Terry, are you there? I want to hear you, Terry. Hello, Terry. Calling Terry Brown. Wait a second, here she is. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, but I want to stay on my headset, but my headset isn't picking up my voice. My headset, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Okay, I turned the headset off and on, so hopefully you can hear me.
Are you on the headset now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had questions when you guys were talking, like, I like your explanation of the law of confusion, and it, like, helps to make a partition between this side and the other side. Some of the stuff I wasn't getting. And so, the answer to the question about the Confederation, and Ma, was she saying that the Confederation was the rubber, or how does that relate?
Well,
I'm a little slow.
That particular answer, you know what? I don't think she was really clear tonight when we're asking these questions. You know, she wasn't feeling well, and I didn't want to, I played a bigger part than I normally would have if she was feeling better while we were going through those things. But, the Confederation, if you take the idea of the rock group as being multidimensional, and scanning through dimensions, and that there's aspects of the Ra group, you know, we try to make them human. We try to encapsulate them, put them in a container. Because it's hard to imagine how that works. And that the Ra group is spread out through dimensions. And that anywhere from, as I recall, they say, there's six dimension down third dimension. So whereas somebody like myself might be Ra in the third dimension, other people would be Ra in the third dimension.
That makes sense.
Millions of people. If you're a Ra wanderer, you would be Ra in the third dimension. And so that's why when I start talking, it feels to me like I'm pulling in aspects of the Ra group when I talk. And, I start seeing things from a high place, looking down on it, because at some prior time, I had been in that place, and it's not unfamiliar to me. So when I start talking, I start to group it together, you know? And, and when the Ra group was talking through Carla, I would say it had to be some aspect of the Ra group. I doubt whether it was hundreds of millions of people, forming the words, or hundreds of millions of entities forming the words that Carla was saying, okay? So they have councils and sub-councils and coordination. They probably have administration and all of that stuff. And of course, we have the Ra group, or the voices that say they're the Ra group, participating with us through Terry. And there was one point when we were about a year into our own sessions, Terry and my sessions, and we were in Flagstaff, and we were going to do a session, and up to that point, only the Elohim came through, and suddenly the voice said, "I am Ra." And right. This was the first time that happened. And, quite frankly, when it happened, I Carla was saying, "I believe them because what they say." I don't. I say, "Is this really Ra? How do I trust this?" But they didn't ask me to do anything. They just had asked some questions. And then I decided, yes, it was Ra. But initially, I was open to the possibility. And they came through because there was a situation we were dealing with that the decision was made that they were better suited to deal with that situation than the Elohim was. And they came through a number of times after that, and then...